The language said to protect against the most severe storm that could reasonably be expected in the area. As time went on, the information informing that model from the National Weather Service made it more severe. In 1972 and 79, the National Weather Service told the Corps the Standard Project Hurricane was more severe than in 1965. Is what the Corps built, does it meet that definition? The experts I talked to said, no, it's not built to those specifications. It might survive, but it's not built to do that. It is only built to qualify the area for the National Flood Insurance Program.
So what's the difference between a protection system designed to save lives and a protection system designed to qualify for flood insurance?
Well, in simplest terms, when you're protecting people, you have a much higher standard. Factor of safety basically means the engineer will overbuild to make sure that if something happens, if they miss something, this will still stand up. And the factor of safety for protecting property is lower than the factor of safety protecting lives. Property, what you do for an actuarial table is you look at how much property is there and what it would cost to replace. The 100-year storm is all that's required to get your area to qualify for flood insurance. It's not as high a standard as the most severe storm. Katrina was a 400-year storm. So was Rita. According to the latest National Climate Assessment and the reports from the IPCC, we're expecting bigger storms in the future. Fewer, but bigger. If it were right now built to meet that original congressional desire, we wouldn't be looking at a lift as far as maintaining flood insurance for a long time.
According to the engineers that you talked to, what would need to be in place and why hasn't it happened?
It hasn't happened because after the system collapsed, the authorization from 65 was still in place. But Congress then issued a new bill with a new authorization. They removed the Standard Project Hurricane from the language completely. And they told the Corps, we want you to go back, raise these walls and levees, and rebuild this system to meet the floodplain specifications necessary to qualify for the 100-year storm in the National Flood Insurance Program. Now, the Corps says they changed our orders. Well, is this other authorization still active? Oh, yes. We'll be happy to go raise these walls, whatever, 4 or 5 feet they have to be in, wider and everything, to meet the most severe storm as we understand it today. Congress has got to give us the money. That's where it stands. The engineers I talked to said to meet that standard today, in all likelihood, the walls would have to be raised an average of 2 feet. And then if you added wave height, some places as high as 4 feet. And you don't just raise, in most cases, a levee, you just can't go add mud or something to the top of it. You have to increase the base as well. That would be a very expensive project. And the reason people like Mark Davis and others who are in the flood authority are concerned about this is that the most severe storm is going to get larger, and storm surge will be a bigger factor because, first of all, there'll be more water in the ocean because of climate change, and we're sinking. What they have is much better than anything they've ever had. It's better than what was there for Katrina, and in all likelihood is more robust than anything that would have been built to qualify for the most severe storm of 1965. It is better than that.
But because the most severe storm is now more severe than it was back then.
In a football analogy, in 1965, a 25-yard field goal was 25 yards. Now it's 28 yards. So, you know, that's just it. The challenge is steeper.
What happens next?
Next, the city and state should go to Congress and start pushing this issue and say, hey, this was the promise, the legal commitment made in 1965. How about honoring it?